Eicha, the koi tzedek b'mariv, that when Avraham Avinu was born, he was born in the mazel tzedek, and that Rashi says that the mazel that it's cham then, my rabbi Rashi shemokem mitzaynin, shemokem when it's cool, and since it was cool, he wasn't worried to have children. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Madarno mukminen lei b'mizruch, I'll take you out of your mazel and put you into a different mazel in Mizruch, and there's a Rashi shemokem choyim. Here it's a hot place, and there you're worried to have children." Vayinu d'chsiv, this is what the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Miheir mi mizrach tzedek, yikru'ehu l'ragli. That who changed into the mizrach, and from tzedek, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it l'raglo for his own sake. Trashi b'shviloi. He did it b'shvil Avraham Avinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of his mazel of tzedek, and put it into the mazel of mizrach. So the more midi Shmuel nami, a mazel Yisrael. From Shmuel also we see he holds there's no mazel Yisrael. And the pshat and ain mazel Yisrael, like Rashi and Tosis says, is that you could daven, and with tefillah and with chusim you could change the mazel. Of course there is such a thing that if you're born at a certain time, a certain hour, you're born in that mazel. So the miri is mazel, but the pshat is there's a certain teva in the person. People have a teva. A person has a midah of rachmonis, a midah achzori. Depends like which mazel you're born in, what type of a teva you have. But avada, a person could change his teva. If he davens, or he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, he could change his teva. Like he says, Lamosa, somebody has the mitzvah of achzori, he's stingy, he's very hard. If he does the mitzvah tzedakah, he does the mitzvah trumas to maisus, by doing these mitzvahs, he can mishane his teva. So we hold like Shmuel Nami, ain mazel Yisrael. It's not a thing that it has to be that way. It could be changed, the mazel, the teva could be changed. The Shmuel v'Avlet was a maisus, what's happened, that Shmuel and Avlet have a yasvi. They were sitting together. There was a man that was going to the Agam, to the swamps. Omalei Avlet l'Shmuel, so Avlet told Shmuel, Avlet Agav Rashi says he was a shame chochem nochri, he was a guy, a smart guy, he used to look in the stars, and he knew this chochem of looking into the stars. So Avlet told Shmuel, Hai gavra ozel v'lo yosi. This person is going now to the Agam, he's going, but he's not going to come back. This isn't a die there. That a snake is going to bite him, and he's going to die because of the snake. Omalei Shmuel, Shmuel told Avlet back, no. Ibai Yisrael who Yishno, this person is a Yisrael, is a Yid, Ozil he'll go, the Ossi, and he'll come back. That's what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, no, he'll go and he'll come back. So the Gemara of the Maisa was, at the Yasfi, while they were both sitting there, hey, Shmuel and Avlet, they're both sitting together. Ozal, this person went, the Ossi, and he came back. He's not like Avlet said. So the Gemara come, Avlet. Avlet ran up like he was so surprised. Avlet is going shechochem, knew the chechovim, and according to him, according to his mouth, he should have died now. So the Gemara shagil latuna. He took off his packages, shagil latuna, and Ashkach Avlet found on this person Ashkach veichivira the postik v'shod debatati guboi. He taki saw a dead snake in his packages, chopped in half. In other words, really Avlet was right. Really, off his mazel, the snake should have bit him and killed him. But vice versa, he had a schus, that the schus saved him, that the snake did not kill him. Is Omalei Shmuel, my of this, my avarata, is what did you do today? Like, what big schus do you have today that changed your mazel? Omalei, so this person said, Kol yoyme hevi mar minon rifto bahadi adodi. Used to make a pool, collect together bread, darachabur, a few people together, and they used to like always eat together. How did they have the food tea together? They would go around, collect a loaf of bread from each person, then they'd put it together and then eat together. So one person went around collecting the bread. And then we used to eat it. So this person saw that today, out of these five people together, one of them didn't have his own loaf of bread today. That's what he noticed. So this person would be very embarrassed. Everybody has to give a loaf of bread, then they share it. And this person has nothing to give, so he saw he'll be embarrassed. Is Amina, so this Yid, that the nice happened to him, Amina lhu, ano, kimno, bi Amina. I'll go and collect the bread today. And what do you mean to do? Kimatoi lagabei. When I come to this person and collect from him and he has no bread, shavi nafshoi kamande shakinu minei. I'll make believe as if I'm taking from him. And Rashi learns that he gave him his own bread. He gave his own portion in the place of that person. Today that person should not be embarrassed about not giving in the bread. So that was the schus that this person did. Omalei Shmuel answered back, mitzvah avarata. You did a big mitzvah today. Nofak Shmuel v'darish. So from this ma'isa, Shmuel went out and made a drasha, utzadoka tatsumi mavis. By doing tzedaka, doing mitzvahs of tzedaka, of chesed, you'll save yourself from mavis, from misa. For loyim misa mishuna, it doesn't mean only that you won't be killed in a mishuna dikoifin, you won't have a disastrous, terrible type of a misa, but you'll only have a normal misa. No. Elimim misa atzma, it'll save you not to have a misa at all. Like this person. As this person, according to his mazel, the snake should have killed him today. No, since he did the mitzvah stalker today, the mitzvah saved him, that the snake was killed and not the person, and the person lived. So that's the pshaf and stalker tatsumi mavis. But I'll call upon him, you see, there's such as that, even though there's a mazel, but you can be mishan of the mazel. That's the kral of ein mazel Yisrael. If you do schusim, you do mitzvahs, you could change your mazel. Like he changed here, he changed the mazel here. Trashi lemi misa mishuna or miyo misa haguna yomus doesn't mean you won't die a terrible misa, but a normal misa. Elemi misa atzma matzelis, but no isen es chayim. No, you won't die at all from this misa, and you live. That was this misa. This person was zeicha to chayim because of the tzedak he did today. Right. So the moral midi Rabbi Kiva nami a mazel Yisrael. From Rabbi Kiva also we see the same yisoid. He holds there's no mazel Yisrael. That means even though there is a mazel, but it could be changed because of chusim. The Rabbi Kiva Hebele Brata. Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Amrile Kaldoi. That's the Drashi Chosim Mikachovim. Hey, it's the people that have this Chochmah look into the stars and they could tell the future. They could see your mazel from the stars. So the stars people told him, Ahu Yoima, the island Levei Ganano, the day your daughter is going to go into the Chuppah, Torek Lechaviro Omaisa. That a snake is going to bite and she's going to die. That's what they told him. It's Heavy Digno Amil Satuvi. It bothered Rabbi Kiva a lot. That he figured that he knew that when it comes to Yom HaChasna from his daughter, she's going to die. Is Ahu Yoima that day, the day of HaChasna, Shakalto Lemichvanto, she took off a pin, and Dostet So Beguda, she stuck it into the wall, into the hole in the, hole in the wall. As, after the HaChasna, she took off her jewelry, and a pin she had, she stuck into the wall. Is Sarami, and it happened that Eisvei B'Eina Dechivra, that there was a snake tack in the hole in that wall, and when she stuck her jewelry, the pin, into the hole, it killed the snake and went into the eye of the snake. Let's start for the next morning, ki koshok lilo, when she took out her jewelry, she took it out of the hole again, she took out her pin, heve kosorech biyosichivra basra. She saw that the snake came out on the other side of the pin. In other words, she realized what happened, that the pin killed the snake. And the father heard about this ma'isa. The father asked her, "Maya varata, like what big chus? What did you do yesterday that you got saved?" Omrele, she said like this. Bafanya in the afternoon, also aniya korabov. A poor man came and knocked at the door. He wanted some food. There be 3D kuluyama disudosa. Everybody was busy by the chasna. They were all busy eating the food. For leka the shemiya, let the shemiya. Nobody listened to this poor person. Is kimna? I got up. Shakalti Laristana the Yahavasli, I took my portion that you gave me. If it is Laristana, Drashi Amdushna, some type of a Choshva portion that he gave her. And Yavisanale, she gave it to this Oni. That was the schus that she did. Is Omalos Rabbi Kiva told his daughter, Mitzvah Barata, you did a mitzvah today. And Vita Nofik Rabbi Kiva Vidorish, Rabbi Kiva went out and Darshan, Utsudoka Tatsumimovis. That by doing stock it saves you from Isa. Like here, his daughter was saved from the misa that the snake was supposed to bite her, the schus that stuck her that she did. So the Marvaita blame misa mishuna. Not only does it save you that you won't die a misa mishuna, el misa atzma will save you. You won't have to die from this mice at all. Like his daughter didn't die now. His daughter was able to live. Marvaita another mice. But Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak nami a mazel Yisrael. From Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, we also have a rai. He also holds the shita of ein mazel Yisrael. It means again, even though there is such a thing as a mazel, as that's the teva, that's what should happen, but it's possible it should be changed. Durch meisim toivim, durch stoker, or durch tefillah, you could change the mazel. Could be the reason why, so we always give a mazel tov, we always tell somebody mazel toiv, because in Klal Yisrael you could change his mazel. Even though the person has a bad mazel, it's shayach to give a brach with the same mazel tov, he should be zeich with a good mazel. It's shayach to change the mazel by Yisrael. It's not a thing that once it is in that mazel, it has to happen. The mazel could change. It's possible to get a mazel toif. But what's the Raya of Nachum Yitzchak also holds a mazel Yisrael? The Eima, the Rav Nachum of Rav Yitzchak. The mother of Rav Nachum of Rav Yitzchak,
Amri lo kaldoi, again, these chachom that look in the stars, told Rav Nachman of Yitzchak's mother that Baruch ganv v'havoi, that your son is going to be a ganav. That's what Rav Nachman of Yitzchak is going to be. That's what they told his mother. Is lo shav kuhu, so the mother felt very bad, so she wanted to do something for it. So lo shav kuhu geluya resha. She never let her son, Rav Nachman of Yitzchak, go out with his hair uncovered, with his head uncovered. He always had his head covered. Somebody with a hat, with the yarmulke. Omrele, she told him, kosi reshecha, cover up your head, ki hecha tethevi alocha emso deshmaya, kidei yishav yirashmayim on you. This is one of the makaris to wear a yarmulke, always keep your head covered, as an inyan of yirashmayim. If you have something on your head, it's a midah from yirashmayim. So what was the eitzah here? That the chachamim here told the mother that your son's going to be a ganef. What's pshat for a ganef? You have no yirashmayim. You go bust your tithe, you want to steal, you steal. So the eitzah was, make sure he always wears a yarmulke, he always has something on his head, so he'll always have yirashmayim, and that will save him from this midirah. There's also raya to the miri. But the miri learns that the mazal, the pshat is like it's a teva, the person has a teva of bid. But you can work on your teva, you can change your teva. If you do good things, you can change your teva. Here also, she heard that her son's going to have this teva to steal, so she would ask you, make sure you always wear a yarmulke, always had yirashmayim on him. Oh boy, Rachme, and she also davened for him that he shouldn't have this type of trash. Your boy Rachme, because Rachmin shlo yishkot b'chol yetzahara. The mother was mavakish Rachme for him that the yetzahara should not be shalit on her son. Again, even though the mazel was it should be shalit, but she was mavakish Rachme and the mazel shouldn't be shalit on her son. Yezmarle heavy yoda amai karmele. His Amakam Yitzchak didn't know why his mother always told him, like always davened for him, not to have a yetzara and always to wear a hat. Like she didn't know why he was so makbid upon him. Yoy mechad, that happened one day. Yosef kagoris tu sedikla. One day, Amakam Rabbi Yitzchak was sitting under a dekel tree, a palm tree, and learning. Nofo glima malavoy resha. So his hat fell off his head. Nofo glima malavoy resha. His hat, the hat Yerushimayim, fell off his head. Doli einai, he picked up his head. Chazla diklo, he saw that the palm trees. Alme yitzra, and his yitzra now became very strong upon him. Like there's dates there, go and eat them, go and steal them. Sola kitaka climbed up the tree. Paska likibure bishinei, and he bit out a piece of the dates. Shrashi kibura, eshko tamarim, a cluster of dates. V'yadekel leishalei hoya, the dekel, this palm tree didn't belong to him. In other words, now he understood why his mother was so makbid upon him. That in his teva was taka to steal. He had a teva to take from somebody else. The kol zman he had his yarmulke, his head on top of him, his yarmulke on top of his head. That he had yirashmayim that helped him to be mezgaber over his yetzara. But here the meister was, the hat fell off his head, so he was losing this gula. So then his teva of the yetzara was boiled in him, and he couldn't hold himself back. So from here he understood what his mother was doing. Rakopon, we see in Edith Gisa, that only happened this one time. But the other times, it helped the fact he was wearing a yarmulke, and it helped the fact that his mother was mispalo for him, that he didn't become a ganef. So you also see the Sharia ain't mazel Yisrael. That even though there's such a thing as a mazel, but you could change the mazel. Person can be zeicha to a mazel toiv. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Mechatchin esadluyim lefnei abahema. On Shabbos, you're allowed to cut up the pumpkins for the behemoth teat. And you can cut up a nevela before the dogs. So what's the chiddush? It's a trash. Yes, hatluyim. You can cut up a pumpkin for the behemoth. Hatlushim. Talking about the pumpkins are already cut off before Shabbos. So you're not doing any yisa diraisa. Usually the dluyim is only for person to eat. So chura abizoy it blags muksum for a behemoth. Because dluyim you can't eat raw. You're supposed to eat it cooked. So a person can't eat it raw, he has to eat it cooked. So if he didn't cook it before Shabbos, like it's not raw teeth for a person. Elamai for behema, stam is good, it's not aimed for behema. Stam, you buy the pumpkin, it's for the yodim. If you change your mind now to give it to the animal on Shabbos, there should be a shalah for muksa. So Tanakam al-Khuri is Rav Shimon, but all ain't muksa, this is not called muksa, and that's why still you're allowed to change your mind on Shabbos and cut it up and give it to the animal. Hu adin es anavela, so trashish in establa hayoim, even if the animal died on Shabbos. Ubein Hashmoshes, come to say that at the beginning of Shabbos, the animal was alive, and I say medically Adam. It was a good, healthy cow. He's supposed to live. And the mal of beginning of Shabbos, what do you have that to do with a healthy cow? Later, after Shabbos, shechted for an Adam. but you don't have das then to give it to an animal. So Khuri didn't have das to the animal shublaid muksa. Still, the afilu achi mechatzchon. Still, the Tanakama holds like a shimin that you're allowed to cut up the meat. We don't know from this type of a muksa. Since you didn't do a maisa to be dachi b'dayim, you didn't set it aside. It's just there. Just you didn't have a positive das to use it. We hold ein muksa. We have Yehuda Eimer though, we have Yehuda holds no, let's have Yehuda Shita. Im loy hois and nevelim Erev Shabbos, if the behemoth did not die Erev Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos the behemoth was still alive, so this behemoth was omit for an Adam teach from it, and not to give it to a behemoth, so it's like muksa, you had no das to give it to the animal, it's takasura, you're not allowed to cut it up to the animal, it's muksa, you can't touch it. The why? Lefi sheinu minamuchin, it's muksa, it's not minamuchin, you didn't prepare it before Shabbos, that blood is muksa. Since the Machlekes the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Muksa, that means you can't use anything unless you have positive Das before Shabbos, or else we say Stam Das is to use it, then you're allowed to use it. But anything you don't have Das to use before Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Muksa. And Shimon says no, even though the Behemah didn't die before Shabbos, she didn't have positive Das to give it to the animal, but so what? You also didn't do a Maisa Dachi B'dayim. You didn't do anything with your hands like shoving it away, saying you're not going to use it. So therefore it's not muksa according to Reb Shimon. So the Gemara Itma, Omar Ula Halacha Reb Yehuda. He guards Halacha Reb Yehuda. Prices Rashi did have the first girsa of Omar Resh Lakish. No, Shmuel Lam Halacha Reb Shimon. But Shmuel says he Halacha Reb Shimon. But the Machlekes should we pass like? Chur asked the Machlekes in the Mishnah Tanakama and Reb Yehuda. So Shaila, who we pass like? So the Gemara of the Af Rav Sav Halacha Reb Yehuda. Rav also passes like Reb Yehuda that he's machmir and muksa. What's the raya? Me the karchi de zuzi. In the Gemara we had before, karchi de zuzi, Rashi says, that's machzolis, mats, who are suyas lesvinus, that you make it for the ship, for the cargo on the ship. Lechasa for machtiya shebatechen. If you have merchandise on the ship, and you want to cover up the merchandise, so you have special mats you put on top of the merchandise. So the chur, that's muksa. Like you have no das to mishtamish with it on Shabbos. It's usually set aside to use to cover merchandise, which is like muksa on Shabbos. So therefore, Rav says that's called muksa. So Sarai, Rav also holds like Reb Yehuda. As we're saying, Liaf Rav Sabalach Reb Yehuda, me the karchi de zuzi, the Rav also. Rav says there's muksa, not allowed to touch these mats. Because even though you didn't have das to throw it away, but you didn't have das to use them on Shabbos, so why is muksa? Of a Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says no, Shmuel holds this muksa, because Shmuel paskins like Reb Shimon, at the Tanakam and now Mishnah. That calls them on, you weren't dachi yibadayim, you didn't set it aside. You just didn't have a ferish das to use it, it's still mutter. So the Mar Viaf Levi Sovar Halacha Reb Yehuda. Levi also paskins l'chumra, like Reb Yehuda, at Yod Yesh Muksa. Ki ha de Levi. Ki have a maisi treifosa, lekaine biyayme toiva, on Yom Tif, when somebody like made a shchita, and it's a suffix if the behem is a treif or not. So you don't know if the kreet is behem or not. So you have a chazilo. Levi didn't want to be boydik, look at the animal to see if it was a treif or not. Elo ki yosav akaklisa. Unless he was sitting, kaklosa, Rashi says, is alo ashpa. He was sitting by the junkyard. Shim yirenu treifa yinichenu shom. Because he held water oblaid muksa. So mainly he didn't want to look at the treifa because he was afraid. On the side he's going to see this behemah has a treifa in it. Come the sois, the behemah is muksa. Why? Because at the beginning of Shabbos it was a healthy behemah. So stamos, it was oimit for not them teed it. Now on Yom Tov, you made a shchita, and you found that it's a treifa, so what do you want to do? Give it to the animals now? It's muksa for the animals. So since Levi was makbid not to look at a treifa, only in a mokum, that an tzad had passed him as a treifa, will just drop it and leave it there, so you see, if it wasn't in an ashpa, that he would have to move the muksa, he didn't want to touch the treifa. So you see, Levi also holds like a Yehuda from the Issa muksa. Why said the Yomar? Dilma loy mischashra. Maybe I won't be makshra, maybe I'll find this pain has a treifa. And then it's like muksa. Because at the beginning, of Yom Tov, it was only for an Adam to eat it. You didn't have das to give it to the animal. So since the beginning of Yom Tov, you had das for an Adam, not for an animal, it's muksa for an animal according to Reb Yehuda. Josh, I feel the club in my chazio. The nishchata hayyim, it was geshacht and trey on Yom Tov. But lo yochlo letautol Reb Yehuda. He's not allowed to touch it according to Reb Yehuda shita, that's also muksa. Because you didn't have a ferish of das to use it for the animals. Because as far as you're concerned, at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a healthy behema. You thought you'll eat it yourself. So Saraya, maybe also holds like a Yehuda. Yeah. So the Mar Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Halacha Reb Shimon. We pass on Reb Shimon, go to Kulan Muksa, that's Mutter. For the Marvi Az Ziri Sabaloch Reb Shimon. Ziri also paskins like Reb Shimon that he can be makel on muksa. The Tanan, we learned the Gemara in Beitza, the Hema Shemesa, the Behema that died on Yom Tov, is Lo Yizazenum and Koimoy. The Mishnah says they are not allowed to move it from its place. So the Churu Bimashim, what it goes according to Reb Yehuda, that's muksa. A Behema dies on Yom Tov, so at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was alive. And you're allowed to shech the Behema on Yom Tov. So the Mal Yehad Das Poshet for Nodim to use it. Now when it dies on Yom Tov, the Nodim can't use it anymore. What do you want to do? Just give it to an animal, for that it's muksa. You didn't have that to give it to the animal at the beginning of Shabbos, at the beginning of Yom Tov. So that's the Poshet Adin. No, but Tirgama Ziri. Ziri says, what's Pshan, that Mishnah, the Behema's Kodeshim. He says, no. The only reason why now I touch a Behema that dies on Yom Tov, if it's Kodeshim. Kodeshim with the Pshat Rashi is like it was a Korban Shlomim, a Korban Chatis. Trashi Behema's Kodeshim, the Asura Bano. Because a Behema Kodeshim, a Chatis, that dies, it's Asa Bano. For Lechazi Leklovim, you can't even give it to a dog to eat. Oh, but that's why it's Muksa. Oh, but the Yitzhak to Gemara, Avol Bechulin, Shapidami. But if it wouldn't have been a Behema's Chulin, then it's Mutter. Why? Because you're allowed to feed it to the Klovim. I, at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a Chai, it was a Lebedika, and you had that eat it for Nodim. So what? He doesn't know from the Yitzhak Muksa. It holds like Reb Shimon. That since you didn't have a Ferish Adas like not to use it for Kelev, you just thought it's not, you can use it for Nodim. But you didn't have a Ferish Adas to throw it away from a Kelev. Therefore, it's not Muksa. And then if it dies on Yom Tov, you're allowed to give it to Kelovim, as I held Ziri. The Mishnah there says you can't touch it, that's after by Behemoth Kodeshim. Because that's also by no, you can't touch it at all, that lies Emes HaMuksa. So the more of Yaf, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Halacha, Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan also passes like Reb Shimon, Hilchos Muksa, that you could be Mekel, and you could touch these things, that's not real Muksa. So the Gemara, Mi Yom Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan passes like Reb Shimon? For Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan always says, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We passkin like a Stam Mishnah. So is Dr. Yechinen. Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Now with Shvel, Tanan, there's a Stam Mishnah in Beitza that's mashma like a Yehuda. The Mishnah in Beitza says, Ein Mevakim Eitzim in Akuris. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn wood, you're allowed to make